It is a big day for Gilded Dice today, as we are starting a new campaign. Welcome to Angel's Hunt, a 1980s-style kids-on-bikes-ish...
Adults on bikes, whatever.
There's a lot of influences.
Adults in cars.
There's a lot of influences here. Adults in cars. Campbell actually can be
rare
funny.
Rare Campbell funny moment.
There's a few influences here. Most notably, I think Buffy the Vampire Slayer is pretty influential on this.
Indiana Jones, I'd argue,
yeah.
The song Werewolves of London.
The city of California.
No, don't. I have to blip that now.
Get out of yourself.
I have to blip that. You can't say that. But yeah, welcome to Angel's Hunt. It takes place in Angel Beach, California. Fictional city, completely made up. And it's like if you kind of like mixed the smaller coastal cities with Los Angeles. And that's Angel Hunt. That's Angel Beach. And yeah. But anyway, I'm just going to go through the list of who all is playing this campaign. So.
Hi, I'm Campbell and I play Hank Radisson.
Hello, I'm Ethan and I play Natalie Jefferson.
Samara and I play Casey Scone.
I'm Eric and I play William Carpenter.
Duke and Jordan. I can't really point at you guys.
I'm Duke. I play Annabelle Spire.
I am Jordan, and I play, Tyler Moore.
How did you forget? No, go ahead and tell me how the fuck you forgot that.
Listen, I know it very well, but for some reason, being put on the spot.
So let's go ahead and air this out. This is your third time playing a character named Tyler Moore.
This is my third time playing a character named Tyler Moore.
That's where level 2 monk things came from.
Level
2?
Oh my god. I thought that was from like a one-off campaign.
No, it was.
Well, it was. Tyler Moore's first appearance was a one-off.
Yeah.
And then we did the second time as Angel's Hunt, and then now we're doing Angel's Hunt again.
But for real this time.
Actually,
this time?
We attempted Angel's Hunt once before. We even recorded it.
Yeah, so if you were listening, Cable, that's what I was talking about.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the attempt with Monsters of the Week. My bad.
So if you're listening,
I was mistaken. I apologize.
I love the gentle parenting. Anyway, we're going to be using 5th edition as per usual here because it's what we're all familiar with, and also Monster of the Week does not typically lend itself to a drawn out campaign the way 5th edition does, and also.
I just want to make it very clear to the audience that this is the second time today this dude has said Monster of the Week does not lend itself. Like that exact phrase has been said twice today.
Hey, bitch tits, do you wanna go ahead and say something to me that you wanna get off your chest?
No, that's it.
He probably wants to get his bitch tits off his chest.
That's true.
I did that. It's a lifesaver, Jordan.
Dude, Bobby Bitch Tits from Fight Club.
You guys are all just like airing your shit out right now, on air.
Dude,
okay,
I'm so happy to play this game with you guys.
I am
so
very, very excited for this. So I've been pretty much nonstop writing just for this campaign for the last few months.
This guy is only 80s. He's the only 80s guy.
I'm the only 80s guy in the world.
You gotta say it with the voice.
No, I'm not saying it with the voice.
That was
okay.
A niche reference.
It was a niche reference. Okay. Anyway. So, as you all know, because you play the games, Petrichor and Astra are both pretty large scope. I bit off a lot more than I could chew in terms of, like, multiversal threats and whatnot. But this time we're going to, you know, scale it down a bit. It's going to be a bit, not like the game system, but Monster of the Week-y at first. What are you losing your fucking mind over here?
Jordan's...
Come on, giggle shit. Let
it rip. It's what Jordan posted.
Jordan, fuck off for a minute.
Dude, what I was posting is completely relevant. These are the events of 1984.
Jordan, objectively.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to mute now. I'll give you an opportunity to speak.
What do you have a... What? Why are you muting? You don't need to mute.
Whenever I'm not talking, I mute myself because of the sound of cars in the background.
Why are you fucking, like, laughing?
Get your shit together.
Lock the fuck in. What?
Sorry, give me a minute.
Just, what the just fuck's going on? Just okay. Okay.
In Manhattan. All right.
All right. I've really got to stop starting off every episode with all right. Whatever. Okay. Today is March 1st, 1985. The Satanic Panic is in full swing. Mikhail Gorbachev has become the leader of the Soviet Union. The very famous Live Aid concert with Queen and all of the other performances there to raise AIDS awareness, that'll happen later this year. There's a pretty sizable hole in the ozone layer from all the hairspray and whatnot of the time. There's a lot of notable celebrity births this year. Anna Kendrick, Frankie Muniz, Cristiano Ronaldo, to name a few. But yeah, so we start this beautiful world with sort of a nice opening shot of the whole city with the waves crashing on the beach. It is nighttime, the night before. The moonlight hitting the sand beautifully. And you see something covered in shadow, sort of slinking its way out of the ocean. And then we cut to what looks to be a campfire on the beach, a bunch of drunk teenagers singing, laughing loudly, you know, drinking beers, the whole bit. Like the opening from Jaws, basically. But then you hear one of these frat guys sort of get up, mumble something, and then stumble over to the pier, underneath the pier, where you then see him sort of cock his head to the side, and then before you know it, fast as lightning, something reaches out, grabs him, and pulls him in with not even a scream. And you hear crunching and slurping. The next day, the sun shining overhead upon these very, you know what they look like, yellow school buses with Angel Beach High School written across the side. And this, we're following a trail of about three of these school buses lined single file on the highway as they roll along to a field trip at the Radisson Museum.
I'm paying attention. I'm reading.
Okay, sorry. The Radisson is, of course, one of Angel Beach's most historic museums, as well as pretty widely across America. A lot of people have come from very far away to see this museum. It's a blend of, you know, more typical, like, world history and whatnot, some classical paintings probably here as well. But their most famous drawing point, I would say, is their sort of more occult collection of fringe artifacts, so to say. Like they probably have like that one picture of Bigfoot from the 60s. They probably have that original one framed here somewhere. Things of that nature. And Tyler, Natalie, and Annie, you are on one of these buses, and you are on your way to this museum. People are throwing paper airplanes across the bus. You know, it's a school bus. You know what it's like. And then it rolls to a stop at the foot of the steps to this museum, and it's got a pretty nice like Art Deco hall sort of look on the exterior, and just a big gaudy golden Radisson written in cursive across the top. Sorry, I'm like nervous. I've been prepping this for a while, and to actually do it is a bit weird.
You think you should go get the maps we drew?
No. Why would I go get the maps that we drew?
I don't know, so you could have a better
Shut
idea.
Shut the fuck up, Cam.
Yeah, Campbell.
God, okay.
Ruining my immersion.
With a...
I thought it was... Sorry.
With a sort of pained hiss, the hydraulic door to this bus opens, and first off the bus is... No, I'll wait. I'll wait. No, it's your turn now, Samara.
Dude, keep talking.
Keep going.
Okay. First off the bus, brushing past everybody else, shoulder checking as he goes, is the quarterback of the Angel Beach Imps. No.
No.
The Angel Beach Cherubs, Chunt Brunsley. He sort of shoulder checks his way through the crowd, sort of knocking you over, Annie. And he is the first off the bus, and he makes some sort of exclamation of kind, probably not. What's it? What's the thing when you're not impressed with something?
Disinterest.
Disinterest. Yeah, he makes some sort of remark of disinterest before walking up the steps to the museum. All right. Second.
For school. Sorry. I was like, keep going.
Secondly, off the bus is going to be, let's say, Natalie. Nat, you stroll off the bus. What's your reaction to the Radisson? Mm-hmm.
To the Radisson?
Mm-hmm.
Have you
been here? I how long have you been in Angel Beach? Actually, we haven't really discussed that.
Natalie is new to Angel Beach, you know. She hails from Boston. So this is all new to her. But she's more pissed about little Chud.
Chunt. He is a Chud.
Chunt, I swear to God, do that shit again when we're leaving, I'm kicking your ass.
Hey, fuck you, weird girl.
Hey, fuck you.
Hey, me and my boys will jump you, all right? Just because you make some pretty cool music. Hey, you want to fucking go?
Yeah, let's fucking go.
Okay, and then you see the curator of this museum, Hank Radisson. He comes over and sort of physically steps between you two, I'll say.
Knock it off. This is not a place to be playing around.
Shut the hell up, old man.
You want to say that shit again, kid? You're here to learn.
You see a shorter sort of I described her as being gothy. She's got like the teased up hair and the traditional goth makeup on. She's also wearing the same uniform as Hank, with a little name tag that says Amber. And she says, "Okay, let's everybody calm down a little bit. Welcome to the Radisson. If you would please follow me." And then you see her sort of step up the stairs to the museum, sort of leading the crowd that is now funneling off of these three buses. And as they enter, you see more of this. Just it's kind of understated the architectural significance of the Radisson. Of course, the main draw is the stuff inside of it, but the building itself is quite impressive. There's these sort of golden framed windows, a lot of glass. Natural light is definitely a big focus of this building. But as you make your way through, Annie, you could have almost sworn you see, like, the tiles of the museum floor, like, sort of, like, flutter a little bit. But then you think that, like, of course that didn't happen. It's a tiled floor. And the class has now fully entered into the Radisson. And Hank, I think you take the lead. What's the first exhibit that you want to show the graduating class of
1987, huh? Okay. I think Hank would probably form them into groups. He'd probably have Amber take... There's probably a decent-sized class here.
Oh, yeah.
I would probably have it split between me and Amber.
Okay.
Amber would probably go to, like... Oh, What did we say is in there? What were the parts of the museum? I don't remember anymore. There was natural history.
There was natural history.
/ science or whatever.
There was obviously the occult.
I think, is like the showstopper, quote unquote, or the last one.
Okay.
That we do.
That tracks, yeah.
Technically the least educational by the school standard. So I would probably go the opposite direction of Amber if she's going to natural history. What did we say it was? See, this is why we need the map. I can't remember.
Yeah, I think you can just bullshit here.
The kind of Radisson history and the history of the museum. I think I'd take him over there.
Okay, yeah.
Start the tour on that one.
Do you have the bit? Sidebar. Do you have the bit on the coin, or do you need me to send that?
You might need to send me that again.
Brief hold on. Yeah, brief intermission. There's a lot. Listen, there's a lot here.
Who is in my, like, which of the pieces?
I think all of us should just be in your group.
All of the player characters are definitely with you.
Got it.
Okay, sorry. All right. Back to the regularly scheduled program.
All right, class. Today, we start with the history of the Radisson itself. Follow me. And I lead them around the area.
There's definitely some more eager students. One of them is like, he's got like weirdly stringy green hair. He looks, frankly, gross, I will say. And he's like on your heels, basically. He's very eager.
Kid, we can... personal space.
Sorry. And he, like, backs off a little bit.
Yeah, she's going to lay off on the cigarettes.
He's got one in his mouth. Like,
no smoking. I take the cigarette from him and crush it out.
He pulls out another one as soon as you turn around.
No smoking
inside. He has another one lit between his fingers.
Yeah.
Why are you chain smoking inside my museum?
It's actually pretty common for the 80s.
I'm sorry, is it not allowed in here?
No.
Oh, Tyler, do you want one?
No, I'm all right, dude.
Are you sure, man? Like, hey, man.
Yeah, I don't mess with cigarettes.
Okay, and then he reluctantly looks sad. He uses his tongue to put it out, and he stuffs it into his shirt pocket.
The only tobacco I smoke is that wacky tobacco.
He daps you up. 40 years before that was invented.
Children. Hank just continues leading them. Somebody called off the day. Hank is usually not in charge of leading tours. He usually is just stumbled upon inspecting his own exhibits. All right. So we begin the story of the founding of this place.
Your beeper goes off on your little belt there.
I check it.
Beep beep beep.
What does it say? Or what's the code on it? I suppose.
The code is visitor, which is from your receptionist, means that somebody is in your office waiting to see you.
Mm. I look around the room and see if there's anyone like qualified that I could have them take over from here.
No, I mean, not really. Amber's off with her own group, so I would say no.
All right, is there like a teacher chaperone?
Oh, of course, yeah. There's definitely Miss Applebum from the Angel Beach High School. She's here.
Excuse me, ma'am. I'm sorry, we weren't properly introduced. Your name is
Fiona Applebum.
Hand out.
Thank you. Hi.
I'm sorry. I need to do this. I really need to check. Like, this is important. The exhibit is mostly self-explanatory. There are plaques. You can have the children read, but I will be right back.
Oh, yeah, I have a history major, I'm sure.
Fantastic, ma'am. I will be right back with you as soon as I can. And I, you know, just give her a thanks and then just run off towards my office.
All right. Any of the PCs in this party here, if you want to give me a stealth roll, if you think it's something that you could do, I would totally let you get away with following Hank here.
That's exactly what I was going to do. Stealth.
I rolled a 6.
You are right behind me.
Okay. So being
19.
Your teacher stopped.
Okay,
you
Annie, flawless. Natalie, being a self-described punk rocker, you've definitely got some spikes and chains that rattle. And Applebum says, "Oh no, over here, please." And she shepherds you back. Tyler, would you like to give this one a shot?
No, Tyler is like eyes glossy and red, like zoned in on throwback a mace. This like medieval mace that is sitting
throwback,
there.
Yeah.
Throwback to what?
Throwback to
the
last.
Mace?
No, don't worry about it. It's the mace. Okay. But yeah, we're gonna follow you, Annie, as you sort of are like tiptoeing. Well, you don't need to tiptoe. He just doesn't notice you. He's busy. Hank marches back to his office. Jesus Christ, there's so many characters. Annie, you could swear you see that like tile fluttering again, like underneath Hank's feet, and it sort of like boosts him forward a little bit. That's just something that you notice. You definitely like convince yourself that that didn't happen because stuff like that doesn't. But Hank, you get to your office, and you can see through the sort of what's it when glass you can't see all the
opaque.
Way opaque. Yeah, you see through like the sort of like patterned opaque glass on the door is this shadowy outline. You can't really make out the figure. It's not really, you know, descriptive enough to see who it is without opening the door.
I wasn't supposed to have any meetings today, and Hank just opens his door in order to see who's inside.
All right. You see this sort of, like, he's a bit thin. He's got sort of bushy, wiry, blonde hair sort of tied up with a bandana, and he's just sitting there, in the fetal position on a chair, rocking himself back and forth, to the point where that's so distracting you don't even notice that you didn't shut the door all the way. It's stopped by Annie's foot. Who just left? Doesn't matter. Okay. The door is stopped by Annie's foot. So Annie, you are able to eavesdrop on this conversation. You know who this is. You don't know him by name, but you've definitely seen his antics on the television and the news.
Would I really know his name, though? Or I'm just saying, would I have really paid attention to his name?
Probably not. But
yeah, just to see
this
him.
This is local crazy man, is how I will introduce him, because that's what you know him as.
Hey, dude, are you Hal?
My name is Hank Radisson. Why are you in my office? You didn't touch anything, did you?
Dude, I heard your ad on the radio, and I needed to come to talk to you, man.
What? I had an ad? I did a talk show?
You had an ad. You were like, it was like you wanted anything strange and mysterious to come to you, man.
I thought I told them not to air that. Yeah, you got something for me? Can I get you a glass of water, son?
No, man, I'm all right, dude. Yeah,
he looks to be, like, sweating profusely. Like, he looks wet.
Can I just, like, turn on a desk fan and point it at him?
Yeah. Oh, you just sort of, like, redirect it.
Oh, dude, I've been having these hot flashes, man.
William, for me, roll a constitution saving throw.
I really like the voice that you're doing for William X.
You looked at me when you said
well,
it, so I was
he
confused.
Wasn't looking at me, so I was just saying it to the general population of this room.
That ain't good.
14?
This is based on Shane from Smosh, yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
7.
With a 7, Hank, you see what looks to be, like, the skin behind his eye, like, bubble out a little bit. Ugh. Before, like, slapping back into place.
Disgusting.
Like, sort of with an elasticity.
Ew, you're gross.
Oh, dude. My eye's been super itchy, man.
Hank's gonna, like, move behind his desk and just, like, kind of lower his hand onto the drawer where he keeps his gun. And dude, son, why did you come in here?
Weird stuff has been happening to me, man.
What kind of stuff?
I was all alone in my house, man, and I was looking outside. I was on the porch, and then I got knocked out, man. I don't remember what happened, but then I woke up and I just feel weird.
Son, what kind of drugs have you been taking?
Roll a insight check for me.
Insight? You got it.
I forgot. We're playing D&D.
That's all right. As a natural actual. One.
With a critical fail, this guy, you don't even know. With a crit fail and an insight check, you don't even know if this guy is real in front of you or if you're like dreaming or something.
Hank just kind of squeezes his own arm, yeah, you know, the pinch test. Nope.
Dude, I'm not on any drugs, man. I promise, man.
Oh. Son, take a deep breath. Let's keep it calm now. Okay. Now, you were on your porch and got knocked out.
Yeah, man. I got knocked out, man. I woke up.
What? Okay. That doesn't explain why you're here and not at the hospital.
Man, I've been hearing voices, man. I've been hearing voices.
You might want to talk to a psychiatrist.
No, okay. Look, man.
Another constitution save for me.
That's 8.
You see what looks to be... He's. You said you were holding the desk fan, right?
Yeah, I was holding it and like pointing it at my face.
You see what looks to be... You can't really sugarcoat this. His eyeball lurches out of his head, goes in between the cage of the fan, and stops the blade, and then schlorps back in. And the fan is now, like, sort of smoking and has stopped spinning.
Can I roll a history check to see if I've ever seen anything like that before?
I would say with disadvantage, probably.
World Traveler, Fighter of Monsters.
Me? I mean,
yeah, Annie, what are you going to roll? I see no reason why you would at all know what this is.
Can I ask someone? An 11. Someone?
Ask someone?
Yeah.
Ask who? Oh, yes, I do know who. roll a history check.
I got an 11.
I got a 10. Get fucked.
With a natural 10,
I've got nothing.
That's not...
I do say, go introduce yourself. I would very much like to be acquainted with that gentleman.
Right now?
I've got this weird headache, man.
Did I say to wait?
Right.
Son,
I walk in.
I think you should...
Your sentence is interrupted by one of your tour guests, a young girl. She walks into the room.
How did you get in here?
Your security sucks.
The door was open.
Says the ladybug.
All right. Hey, sir, if you can just wait here for a second, and he's just... Young lady, if we can just get out of here, this is not a place for the tour.
Before you can, like, usher him out of the room, without your sort of volition at all, your body sort of moving on its own, you place yourself in front of the door and slam it shut, William.
Oh, man.
Son?
Oh, yeah?
Step away from the door.
Whoa. When did I stand up?
I don't rightly know.
Okay, I go to sit back down.
Can I try and, like, inspect him and, like, see the fuck's going on?
Arcana check for me with disadvantage.
Okay. 8.
With an 8, you don't... So, your exposure to things unnatural, let's say, are your... with your own experiences with, you know, your affliction. So you don't really have any frame of reference for what is going on with this gentleman. Although you do see his skin sort of like... sorry, not his skin. It looks like something is rippling underneath his skin.
Do you have, like, bugs in you?
What, man? Bugs? What bugs, man?
About to be a really bad trip for you.
Son, keep calm. Keep taking those deep breaths.
Man, I don't want to take deep breaths anymore, man! Fix me, man!
What am I... What... I just open the door and usher her out and close the door behind her.
Okay.
Do I still have my backpack on me?
Yes, you do.
Okay. Just wondering.
He robbed you of your backpack.
Yeah, that's what I did. No, I just go back around to the in my desk and I'm like, son, you said you... What happened after you woke up? Did you notice anything different? Any bite marks? Any...
Oh, man, no bite marks, man. I just had a pounding headache, man.
And then your speech is once again interrupted, not only by me, the DM, but in-universe, Hank's telephone starts ringing off of its little shell holder thing.
Excuse me, one second, please. Oh, hello?
He didn't say he Hank. Locked the door, so can I crack the door open?
Of course, yes, yeah. Of course I want this to happen, Annie. Thank you, yes. the voice on the other end of the line is your good friend and, hell, childhood friend, since you've known him as long, Sheriff Cleary.
Hank.
Yeah, I know, I called you.
Well, I can't exactly tell who called me, jackass. What do you want?
That's right. Sheriff Cleary here. I've got... Me and my boys are stumped here, man. I got something at the pier. I don't...
Yeah, I got something brewing right here. Can you, send a patrol car up here to bring me and him down there? I don't want to leave him alone in the museum.
Yeah, I can do that. Okay.
Oh, man, this isn't normal, man.
Hey, you're okay?
And I open my mouth, and my teeth are all pointed.
Ew!
Oh, God. I'm going to get my stuff and let Amber know that I need to get out of here. What do you mean? Wait, what are you looking at right now, Cleary?
I got a mangled body. There's some...
Okay, call the coroner, then. What do you need me for?
That's the part I'm calling you about, So there's some gunk.
Gunk?
The boys in the lab don't know what the hell they're looking at, Hank. And I gotta think only you would.
Oh, God. All right. Yeah, I've got something acting weird here. Can you get a psychologist or psychiatrist down there? Just to get a shrink down there or when we get there.
All right, you got it, man. Just right. Make it sooner than later.
All right. All right, be right there. I hang up the phone. All right, son. Just wait right here. I'm going to go get changed, and we're going to go get you some help.
So
don't touch those.
William, if you would be so inclined to make an unarmed attack roll for me.
That's with my teeth.
That's not unarmed. It's a bite.
Oh, it is a bite. Do you have bite as an attack?
I have primal savagery.
Oh, okay.
Imagine if you killed Hank right
what
now.
What is the noise that's being made right now?
Okay.
Just there is a rustling, like... Yeah, I think it's that.
It's a 9.
Or it could be tomorrow.
What's your AC, Hank? Probably bigger than 9, I would assume.
9.
Oh, no, I've got a 14. Move past that shit. I may be old, but I still got moves.
Yeah. You see what looks to be, like, a punch emerging from his face. And the punch is made of teeth.
Oh, I didn't want to do that, man!
Yeah, son, stay in here, okay?
Okay. All right.
Acting oddly calm.
Very calm. Tried to bite you.
Yeah, Hank's used to weird shit. And he knows the museum can
move. Someone messing with the microphones?
It's like, Samara?
I'm not anymore.
There's something going on.
Yeah, we gotta set it on the table.
Yeah.
I think on the table is... I'll just not touch it. I was, like, fucking with something.
How bad is it?
No, it's still going on right now.
If somebody was... It's like a recording of underwater.
Yeah, nobody's
not you guys. Kind of sound like not that. You guys. You guys are fine, but like under that is like that, like a underwater recording.
Interesting.
Okay.
I'll
and now it's.
I don't know what that means.
I'll hopefully edit that out.
All right.
Anyway, back to
the game. Like you know videos of when people are like diving and retrieving stuff underwater. Oh, yeah. How it sounds like there's like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right,
yeah,
I get
like that.
Plugged in properly.
I assume I'm probably still wearing my usual stuff, that my going out clothes. I doubt I'm really suit and tying most of the time.
Yeah, right.
So I guess I just grab my trusty revolver, or trustily named Big Iron, and of course, holster it, grab some extra rounds, and grab my rope dart from my desk. Actually, from the coat rack, it's just hanging there.
Okay, yeah.
All right, son, and I just wrap it around my arm. You're coming with me. Come on. We're going to take you somewhere away from the people, okay? Okay. It'll probably help your head. Man, it won't be as much noise,
I'm
promise.
Scared, man.
It's okay.
All right, as soon as you push open the door, it literally pushes into Annie, who you see was still standing at the door.
Damn it. Kid, why are you still here?
What's going on with this guy?
Nothing you should be concerned about. What's my receptionist's
name? Huh?
What's my receptionist's
Your receptionist's name is Michael.
Michael! I yell down the hall.
Oh, yeah, boss!
God, kid. You didn't see a kid come in here? Get her out of here.
Oh, of course, boss. And he's got two casts on. He's got a cast on his left leg and his right arm.
No, forget it, Michael.
Him in the chest as he tries to come at me.
Forget it, Michael. You, let's go.
Chest? Or like push him with my leg, because he can't
push him with my leg.
Okay. Imagine not he like just lifts up his leg and just goes, "Eh," with his like just points his foot out.
Whoa, I don't want any trouble, man.
Michael, go back to your desk.
Okay.
And I just, you kid, let's go. I'm taking you back to your tour group.
He's like half crutching it over.
What do you mean, kid? Go.
No, I want to go with you.
No.
Yes.
No, you. It's wrong on many levels.
Nat, you see your buddy beefing with the store guide.
Tyler, do you see that? I'm pointing over.
Yeah.
No, dude.
Now, Tyler, what's going on? So much green. Okay, lock in.
What?
80 slant, man.
What am I looking at here?
You don't... Okay. Look over there, and I'm pointing over to the office. Something's going on.
Oh, dude. I'm gonna, like, kind of walk over toward it.
Okay, yeah. With Michael now gone, you see... this weird dude with sort of long, raggy hair is, like, kind of, like, cupping his face with both hands and, like, kind of, like, half-crouching. And you see Hank is, like, visibly arguing with Annie, who I don't think you know too well, but you know that she's in your year, at least.
How old is Annie?
Or wait, no, she'd be a few years below you. She's a freshman.
I'm 14.
Yeah.
I look over the crowd. Do I see Amber anywhere in the room?
I'm going to try and get William's attention.
How tall is Hank?
How tall is Hank?
I think Hank was... let me see. I actually wrote down somewhere.
How tall... Just use your height. 6'2".
He's 6'2".
Okay, yeah.
It's just the image of a 6'2 man and this young, like, very small girl arguing. Is very funny.
It looks like, what's even funnier is it looks like he's losing the argument.
I just look, do I see the teacher?
No, she's off with the tour group doing what she's, her job.
God. I just look at,
you see now that two other children have like, backed up and joined behind Annie.
Who are you? Why are you here? God damn it!
Yep, he loses his cool very quick.
Needed just combat. Like Campbell.
I mean, good. To be fair, it's a very stressful situation right now.
Yeah. While they're arguing, what?
Can I try and get William's attention?
Oh, sure, yeah. You're just like, hey, psst.
I'm like, I'm literally like crouched down, hands, my face is in my hands, just like silently crying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hey, dude, what's wrong?
What? Hey, man.
Dude, you look stressed out. This one's on me.
And then he reaches into his pocket and hands him what is little more than a roach.
Okay. You see,
singular weed.
You see his entire face like ripple like a wave. Do you take the roach?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Thanks, man.
Whoa, dude, you look like you need that.
Before you can do anything, your face just like gobbles it up.
Oh, thank you.
Do I see that?
Yeah. Man. Yeah, everybody sees
that. That's a new one.
Don't talk to him. do I look around? Does the cop gotten? Is he here?
Hey man, I'm not trying to get into your business.
Is there security? I'm sure I have security guards.
You have security, but they're with the tour group.
Yeah. Why are my security guards with the tour group?
That's a big group of kids.
It's a big group of kids.
Quit wigging out, old man.
Yes.
Is this what drugs?
Hank
do?
Is. Yes. Yes, that is what drugs do.
Hey, remember Dare? They were invented last year.
Oh, fuck.
Why are you all here? Who are you two?
I need to see a doctor, man.
That's what I'm trying to take you to do.
I'm a doctor.
I don't even know your name.
William, man.
Will, all right.
No.
William. God, he's a prick. William. You stand outside, don't talk to anybody.
Before you can even say another word, you are interrupted by the blaring police siren as an entire police cruiser comes crashing through the front doors of the museum. Oh, and it looks to be like it was thrown. It is midair soaring through. And it crashes directly into the podium holding the copper coin. All is destroyed in its wake except for, the coin and its podium. I had a whole bit about this coin, but Campbell didn't talk about it, so I'm talking about it. Whatever.
You took me away from it before I could.
It's indestructible and you can't move it. That's the bit. Okay, continue.
I can do it.
You're
making me feel bad. You literally pulled me away from that situation.
Dude, I don't give a fuck.
Okay.
What's going on, man? I'm scared.
He's just looking at the destruction. Oh, Amber's not gonna like that.
By the way, I think this goes without saying, the screaming of like tens of school children.
Fuck.
And Miss Applebum is like, she's leaving them kids and she is sprinting out the fucking front door.
You useless. Damn it, security!
Everyone's running. No one wants to be part of this.
Fine, you three, stay with me! Hey, William, you two! And Hank starts marching towards the car.
I told you I was right, man.
You see about 2 feet away from the car, like, sort of on the ground in the fetal position, is Chunt Brunsley, the quarterback for the Cherubs, and he's pissed himself.
Kid, you all right? And he just shakes him with,
get the fuck off of me!
And he runs away.
Look at that fucking airhead go.
Man, I can't think of this anymore, man! As I get up and
Hank just outside. Steps into a
Hank.
More like Chud Brunsley.
What a fucking Chud.
William, before you can run outside, you are interrupted by the towering 16-foot creature before you. It has deep ocean blue, what looks to be almost plate armor. And you see that he's covered in these sort of craggy, rock-like formations of coral. And it takes its big, pincered arms, and standing before you is a rock lobster.
Holy fuck.
Rock lobster.
And
I'm running, I was looking at the ground, so then I, run into his leg, and then I look up.
Rock lobster.
It bends down to look at you and just roars in your face. And some of that gook that was described by the sheriff over the phone definitely like sprinkles over your face. And then is quickly slurped up by the other thing inside you.
I'm just frozen.
Do I notice that William is not with me?
Yeah, and you also notice the 16-foot lobster monster in front of you.
That's what I was going to say is going to draw me towards that. Yeah.
Yeah, and you also hear it roll, as I mentioned. Yeah. You see in its left pincer is probably, you could reasonably assume, the officer that was driving this cruiser. He's screaming and, like, batting on the pincer before it reaches up and bites him in half.
Oh my god, man!
Damn it, not in front of the kids!
And he throws it, he throws the bottom half of this police officer into the remaining crowd as they are running out.
Holy fucking shit!
As this he bites it, bad. I turn the other direction and start running that way.
No, really! Whoa,
dude. This is bad.
Stay with the group!
I'm running, I'm gone.
Yeah, yeah.
I use my beeper and tell Michael to call 911.
Oh yeah, no, Michael's gone.
Then I use it to tell Amber to call 911.
Yes.
Yeah.
No,
he hobbled away.
Dude, Michael's a goat. You don't know him.
Okay.
Don't do my Michael voice. It'll fuck me up. Okay.
What happened to Chun?
he pissed himself dead. And left the puddle.
Yeah, he's like cowering behind Nat right now, I will say.
Okay.
Hey, buddy, what should I do?
You shouldn't do anything.
You were talking to your buddy, Annie?
Yeah, my buddy.
Well, I do say, I want to taste what its brains are like.
Michael or the lobster?
Okay, let's be real here. Let's be
William.
The creature thing.
All right. How?
Kill it, you know, with your abilities.
Okay.
Should I say our abilities?
Yeah. Those ones. I dropped my backpack. Can I grab my shotgun?
By the way, you all hear Annie talking, like, to herself.
What?
Okay. Too much weird shit today.
Dude, I always had the feeling.
I think more so than the 16-foot sea creature in front of you, more baffling than that is the 14-year-old who has just pulled a sawed-off shotgun from her backpack.
No! God damn it! Fine!
What do you have?
A shotgun!
No!
If everyone would like to roll initiative, that would be great.
I'm hiding behind the reception desk.
This is so cute.
I got a 15.
The gang fighting a 16. All right,
hold on.
I also
we have ammo restrictions, right? So I only got two shots.
Yes.
Ethan, I think we got to re-roll.
I don't even think I would even have extra ammo on
me. Let's re-roll.
Ethan and I are re-roll. Actually, you know what? I can just go after you. That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah. Big D is a 15.
Am I still rolling
for
initiative, even though I'm not in combat?
Duke, re-roll.
Re-roll? Oh, shit.
All of us?
No.
Oh.
19.
Okay. William.
I'm rolling?
Yeah, initiative. Okay. I know that's not everybody. Who am I missing?
I got a 7.
Okay, there we are. 1, 2, 3, 4. Is there only 5 of you? Really? No, there's 6.
You never introduced
her. Oh, right. Yes. Forgot Casey's not been introduced yet. Okay. I have to roll for the rock lobster. 18.
I still go first.
All right, Annie, you are up first naturally, as you've just pulled a sawed off from your bag.
You pulled out the shotgun, she goes first.
How far is it from me?
It is directly in front of you.
All right, I'm just gonna blast it in the face.
All right, roll that hit for me.
All right, 17.
That hits.
All right. 10 damage.
It roars in agony, and it bats at you with its one of its pincers. I'm realizing now that in my head I had pictured this more like a crab. I'm trying to correct that actively to be
so
more lobster.
So it has a crusher claw and a slicer claw?
Yes, correct. It's a lobster, not a crab. Cannot iterate that enough.
We're level 1, right?
You are level 1, yes.
Okay.
All right. Is that the end of your turn?
Yeah, that is currently.
All right. The lobster's turn, which is apt because you just shot at it. I have to see what I can do.
A rock lobster.
It is, in fact, a rock lobster. Yes. Yes. All right. It's going to do a tail spin to try to, like, you know, use its lobster body to try to knock you over. That is a 6. I don't think that hits you.
Who?
You.
Okay. Well, I'm in the group still, I think.
Okay. It is directly aiming for you because you shot at it. But right. 6 does not pass your AC, I do not think.
It does not.
Okay. It spins over your head, I would say, because, you know, it's 16 feet tall and you're 14. So, yeah.
She's 14 feet tall?
No, no.
Fucking
huge. Oh, you. Okay. Hank. No, Nat.
All right. Does it take an action to take out a weapon?
No.
Okay, how far away am I from it?
You are in the group, so like left 5 feet. Like it's
okay.
My distance from Eric right now.
So, Nat is gonna reach into one of her many pockets and pull out her knuckle dusters.
Yes, of course.
Why are you children all armed? It's a museum.
Get with the times, Grandpa. And also, it's the 80s. There's no metal detectors yet.
Yeah, that's true. Not even in airports.
Run towards it.
I mean, there.
And punch it in the gut, or try to.
Okay, yeah.
Gut punch.
Roll to hit with disadvantage, because it is, as I described, armored.
Okay, I got a 20, and then I got a nat 20.
God, fuck. Yeah, you hit it.
Okay.
I'm gonna respect the nat 20 regardless.
Okay.
You crit.
So I got an 8 on my damage roll. Is that times by 2 for the crit?
Yeah. Oh no, it doubled it for you.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
Nice. Nice. And then also, since I have mastery with that weapon, I get sap, so the creature has disadvantage on its next attack roll.
Yeah, to paint this picture with this incredible roll, I'm going to say, I said Chunt Runsley was cowering in fear behind you. You sort of, like, get on his shoulders and spring off of him and just, like, Wolverine tackle the rock lobster.
The rock lobster?
Just sort of landing fist first into its center mass, dealing a good chunk of damage to it. Before you are sort of, you know, fall to the ground because it's a big creature.
And then,
all right.
Bonus action. I don't think I need to enter a rage yet.
Okay. Hank.
Hank. Okay.
One of my games.
Upper later day. So I think I'm just gonna take a shot at it with my revolver, because I don't think a rope dart's really going to do much unless I want to tie its legs together.
Okay.
Uh, 21 to hit.
Yes.
Alright. That is 9 damage. Can I also apply sap and give him another disadvantage?
Sure.
On
his
attack. So yeah, he has double
disadvantage. 2 disadvantage rolls, yeah.
Nice.
So I take a shot at one of its pincers trying to break off one of its claws.
Okay, yeah, I like that. With Probably
for the 21? Slicer one. Yeah, 21 to hit. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd say that definitely accomplishes what you're after. It gets off what is essentially its thumb. It cannot close its claw no more.
You're going to see if I have any bonus actions. I do, but it is pointless as of right now.
Alright.
So, yeah, I think I'm just going to try and maybe move one, maybe probably try and grab Chunt and move him out of the way.
I'm going to say you don't have enough. That would count as, well, you have a bonus action, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll allow
I was just going to, like, turn around, grab him, and, like kind of, he's curled up on the floor. I was going to try and just, like, throw him and kind of, like, will to the museum to, like, move him behind the car.
Yeah, that you can definitely accomplish that with your, if you use all of your movement and bonus action.
That's fine.
All right, Tyler, I'm very excited to see what you do, because you're kind of a normal dude.
Dude, what the fuck, dude? he's Annie with a shotgun. Natalie just start punching this fucking lobster thing with their brass knuckles. He's terrified. He's going to throw a drumstick at it and run.
Join me behind the
I will say you
there.
Also, I don't know how much of a difference this is going to make. You have your tongs from your job at Shishkadog.
You know what? He's going to throw those, actually.
Okay, you throw your tongs. That'll give you I'll give you advantage.
Advantage on throwing tongs? Okay.
Yeah, improvised weapon, I will say. What are the rules for improvised weapon?
Probably just do a dart for it. He's throwing something, I would say.
I think for this, it would be throwing a hammer is the most likely.
Okay, yeah, sure. I'll allow it because this is hilarious.
Hold on. Items. Let me see the damage on this because I don't know it. Okay. So I aim proficient because I'm proficient with improvised weapons. Does a 15 hit?
No. 15 does okay. not hit. I think that makes this moment even more comedic.
I deal 9 damage to a wall by throwing these tongs at it.
Yeah, it literally deflects off of essentially plate armor and damages a nearby wall as it's deflected.
Okay, well, what around can I hide behind?
There's as I said before, the podium that the indestructible coin, that's, you can definitely hide behind that.
Okay, I'll take that.
All right. I'm going to say you're completely obstructed from the rock lobster's view. All right. Annie, it is your turn once more.
All right. Can I, like, aim for its eyes?
With disadvantage, because they're small and lobstery.
Well, it's 16 feet tall, I presume.
And
but
it's
a
big.
Shotgun.
It is a shotgun, which is harder to aim. I don't know why you said that like it would help you.
She's got slugs.
It's an Eldritch Blast.
Oh, okay. Your shotgun's an Eldritch
no,
Blast?
No. That would be cool, but it's...
Taking notes from
cool.
Anaya.
No, yeah.
I guess I'll just shoot at its face again.
Okay, yeah.
If it hits its eyes, that's good for me. If not, then what? Who cares?
All right.
I don't.
Go ahead and roll that shit.
I would hopefully like to. Did it roll? Why did it? Okay, 6.
With a 6, I know what happens, actually. The museum, as I said, you've been seeing this whole time, the tiles moving and whatnot. One of the tiles literally, like, jumps, or it's trying to move you. So the tiles beneath you begin to, like, move and try to pull you away, and that fucks up your aim, and you shoot off and hit the ceiling or something.
Fuck.
God damn. This kid's got anger issues.
That's my turn.
All right. What happens next is you hear the sound of helicopters from outside, and you hear a voice on a... So what's the thing? Loudspeaker?
Is that bullhorn.
Just, is it a bullhorn, really?
It's a bullhorn.
Okay. You hear a voice over a bullhorn that says,
"Come out with your hands up. This is the FBI.
The creature turns around, and as it does, it's going to smack into you, Hank, with its tail.
It has disadvantage. Double disadvantage.
It does have double disadvantage here. You are correct. So that's a 2. And that's another 2.
One more.
That's a 1!
Holy net!
I'm never using this grab, ever
I
again.
Fucking grab its tail and suplex it.
I suplex the 16-foot.
No, you don't suplex the 16-foot rock lobster. So
long. Gay Bowser, this guy.
No, you're not gonna Mario the lobster.
Can I get a since it's technically moving past me, do I get a?
You get an opportunity attack. Yes.
Yeah.
But as I said before, the museum, its tiles move you out of the way from its tail. That's why you don't get struck.
So I do get an opportunity.
Yes, you do. Go ahead.
No, do the thing. We're not gonna talk about it. Hank doesn't take a shot.
Okay.
He failed. Make a miss.
Is a natural 1.
So he trips.
With a nat 1.
With my gun.
You tripped with your gun. No, with a nat 1, I'm going to say you shoot William.
I'm behind the reception desk.
Duck Dunder.
No, that's how bad he fucked up. He got a 1.
He shot Michael.
you shoot Michael. He says, "Oh, one of my good arms."
One of his good arms? He has one.
My good arm.
Mike, you get a raise.
And then you see 10 to 15 fully kitted up armed task force soldiers storm into this building and gun down the lobster in front of all of you, just raining
hell. Hey! Stop shooting!
And it's screaming in agony, and it crumples over to the ground in defeat. One of the guys gets on his radio and says, "Threat eliminated." And then they all storm back out, and brushing past them is sort of a sleekly dressed gentleman. He looks exactly like a young Tommy Lee Jones. That's his name. Mm. He looks like a young Tommy Lee Jones.
Except weird.
And he says, "Good evening, Mr. Radisson. My name is Agent Mumbers."
Mumbers. Your name's Mumbers?
It's Agent Mumbers.
Yes.
What are you doing in my museum?
I'm sorry, what's the fucking police car doing in your building?
I had it covered.
Sir, who the fuck are you? We're the FBI, dude.
I'm Hank Radisson.
Is that supposed to mean something to me?
World famous explorer, and
you
monster
see,
hunter.
Before he can get out another sentence, you see what looks to be a syringe sticking out from his neck. And then you see a very similarly dressed gentleman wearing also a sleek black suit and tie with sort of fucked up eyes is definitely his most noticeable feature. You see Casey Scone holding the syringe as Agent Mumbers collapses to the ground.
What? Who are you?
That's irrelevant, civilian.
It's not if you just syringed a man in front of me.
I have another.
That's great. I have a gun.
I'm gonna approach him.
Bang!
I'm not gonna syringe him yet.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna look around real quick. Okay.
Yeah, you sort of take stock of the situation.
Yeah, so I'm going to look at the now dead rock lobster.
It sort of cocks its head looking up at you and, like, gurgles something, and then you see its bones and whatnot sort of... They don't have bones, they're lobsters.
They have an exoskeleton.
Yeah, you see its parts sort of, like, gush Shrivel. Slowly back together.
Hmm.
And its blood is, like, sort of pooling off of the ground and back into it.
Oh, shit.
That's not good. I'm going to radio Diana for instructions.
Okay.
Can I get
so
my...
So you get on your little walkie, and she says, yes, Scone.
I need further instructions, Diana.
Is he safe? Is he all right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, it should be no problem. Just get him back into the Pacific and ride his rain.
All right, will do. Thank you. I'm gonna hang up.
Okay.
This is a very... You, are you a clerk here?
Hank points to the picture of himself on the wall. Where it says Hank Redison, an owner of museum, like owner and founder of the museum.
You're not the founder, you're
whatever. It says like current, like what's the word?
Proprietor.
Proprietor and start with a C.
Chief?
No.
Custodian.
CEO.
It was... Oh, curator.
Curator, yeah.
Chief curator.
You have a truck I could borrow by chance?
You definitely have a museum truck.
I have... It's just like a...
It's a Chevy Blazer. It's the 80s.
Man. Yeah, I have a truck. No, who are you? Do I notice that thing's blood draining back into itself?
Okay, I'm gonna pull out my badge and flash it.
You just flash it for like a second? And
no, no, I let you read it.
And that's the thing. William.
I'm still hiding.
You can see this from where you are.
Okay, I'm like...
William and Hank, both of you, your heart kind of like skip a beat when you see the logo on this badge. It is the logo of the Spectral Oversight Command, which is a rumored to exist X-Files type organization, essentially.
William is freaking out.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah.
Like, not like scared freaking out, like fanboy freaking out.
You see Hank's eyes go wide for a second, because, you know, relic hunter, monster fighter slash, you know, studier, cryptozoologist. Not a real doctorate, but what he calls himself as well, is just like, his eyes go wide for a second, but then narrows back down, you know, just trying to keep it cool. But Hank knows if that's real, this is important, and that thing has got issues. You mean the giant rock club? Fine.
Casey's gone.
Can you get somebody to take?
We'll be safe.
Can you get some of your men to watch the children at least?
Yeah, I can do something like that.
What does that mean?
I want to knock them all out.
Do I see Casey towards the kids with a syringe?
No, this one's more like gas.
You pull what literally looks to be like...
Gas the children?
You all are confused time. A little
Well, you're
bit.
Not with the majority of the children. I'm gassing the rest of the class that's all held together.
It looks to be like a... It literally looks like Casey just removes like a perfume bottle. And he unplugs like the squirty part and just like tosses it. And this sort of pink mist. It does smell like perfume too. That's the benefit. But then the entire class like collapses.
Does that include the PCs?
No, I'm just gonna do the class that's huddled together on
the non people that need to be part of this.
William like sees us all going down. He's like, you're fucking real, man. And I turn around and I try to make a break for some sort of exit.
Okay. Stealth check with disadvantage, because...
Yeah, I'm not going to let
that... fuck out.
I'm not going to let that fly, Brisky.
Should I leave?
You can try.
You can try, also.
Mr.
Friend of mine.
Oh, you're talking to me. Yes, okay.
Yeah. It's hard to convey that.
Hold one second. I think you can say his name if you want to, because that would be more helpful for me to...
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd like to see how this plays out.
Alright. They're not gonna dissect me, right?
Oh, you know I would never let that happen.
I got a 16 on my stealth roll.
With a 16, Casey, what's your passive perception?
Probably not that high, but...
Well, we're gonna find out.
Why do you say it like that?
I actually have to... Well, whatever,
I'll find out. Is there any, like, tiny little fragments of the rock armor that was... from this lobster?
I mean, I shot off part of its pincer.
Yes, if you would like to roll a sleight of hand for me. What was your passive perception?
13.
That's not good, Casey.
I am a level 1.
Yeah, William's able to slink off undetected. Sorry.
Dirty 20.
With a dirty 20, as Casey...
Because all of you are just doing random bullshit right now.
As Casey is distracted by throwing a perfume gas bomb, you are able to sneak a pretty sizable chunk of this rock lobster before it can be re-emerged back into the hole.
I'm going to put it in my book bag.
Yeah.
Hank realizes he hasn't seen Amber the whole time, so he just starts yelling out, Amber!
Yeah, you see her unconscious in the rest of the group.
What did you do?
Oh, they're taking a nap for now. I don't need them getting in the way.
It better be true. All right, help me get this thing in the truck at least. You three!
Hey, guys. Hey, guys. I really want you to paint me this picture of how you're getting a 16-foot creature into the...
How heavy is it?
It's 16 feet tall!
It's probably at least 2 metric tons.
Well, I figured Diana would give me something to help me out with transporting this thing.
Okay.
You're gonna literally need like a tow rope.
Yeah, that tracks. I'm gonna say that there's like a supply drop of like a tow hook or something of the like.
Okay. What about one of the helicopters aren't that strong?
No.
A team of them.
I don't know. We saw one carry King Kong in a movie.
Well, that was like two or three helicopters doing that. Was it not?
I don't know. But
it was like Ospreys doing
that. Yeah. If they can carry King Kong with some helicopters.
Yeah, that's Ospreys.
They can carry Rock Lobster.
Okay, as those of you that are not unconscious leave the Radisson, you see the previously upright task force of SWAT, heavily armored SWAT soldiers, are also taking a wee nap. And Casey just kind of drags Agent Mumbers' body. Not body. His unconscious form.
Body.
Body. to the rest of the group. And a whole FBI division is lying asleep on the feet of this museum. And I would say it would make more sense if Spectre has a helicopter for you here, yeah.
Okay.
She's going to have a field day with this.
I'm going to grab the hookies and all those... Like,
yeah, you're gonna need help to do this with Hank and William.
I would assume I went around to bring
the William who ran.
William's gone.
I'm probably gone. Went around to get the truck.
I'm gone.
No, we don't need the truck anymore.
We're doing the helicopters.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
You there? Your name again? Sorry, I have the
fog. Hank Radisson. Dr. Hank Radisson.
Yeah, I'm not gonna remember all that. Radisson, like the radish. Okay.
Son of Radish.
What are you going to start calling me, Raditz now?
You can help me with this. We got to hook this guy back up so I can take him home. You got any other helping hands around here before I...
You seem to have knocked everybody out.
Well, you had a couple. I figured you could...
Those are children.
I never had a childhood, so I don't know how that works.
All right, secret agent.
You
no,
hear
I don't say that.
Annie,
a joke.
Annie, you hear that voice.
Annie, are you okay?
Assist the slim gentleman.
The slim gentleman.
Slenderman the ball.
Collect my pages.
Sorry, I was talking to someone. What did she say?
Mr. Midnight told you to help Casey... hook this thing up to the helicopter.
All right, I'll do that. I'll get right on that.
thank you.
Do I see
small,
it? I see the child grab the tow hook.
Yeah. She looks to not even struggle with it. Even you are, like, struggling a bit with the weight of this chain.
Jeez, kid. What are they feeding you at this school?
I ate my Wheaties. No.
champions.
Casey, go ahead and roll your 20 with double advantage.
Okay. What am I rolling for?
To get this thing hooked up to the helicopter.
Okay. Wait, how many times did I roll it?
Three.
16.
With a 16, it goes off without a hitch.
One for every foot of the monster.
Except the hitch. Oh, with the hitch of the... Yeah. It goes off with a hitch. you hear over your radio, Big Blue has been collected, and then the helicopter rises up and flies off over the skyline over the ocean.
I'm gonna radio Diana again. The package is secure, ma'am.
Excellent work, Scone, for your first mission. Pretty decent.
Just clean up now, I imagine.
Naturally.
Very well. Come over here.
Hank's gonna back away from you very quickly.
How do I make them friendly? Treat? Do you need a treat?
Why are you speaking to me like I'm a dog? Stay the fuck away from me and the children.
Dog just barked. That sounded exactly like a dog.
Okay.
I'm gonna, like, put my arm in front of the children as well and just...
The sleeping children?
No, the other three
other children. I mean no harm. This will not hurt. It's going to
get
be...
Get away from me and the children.
It's going to be fun.
No!
He's gonna try and smile, but it's gonna look really bad. It's gonna be, like, really wide. Like, his smile goes, like... really thin, and it's really, like, wide.
I don't like it.
Dare warned us against people like you.
Hank, like, just puts his hand on his gun, and is backing away with the children.
It really doesn't need to be that difficult. It'll only take a moment.
Get the fuck out of my museum. Get the fuck out of my museum.
I'm cleaning up your
Get museum. Out of my museum!
Alright, I want to try and flashbang.
Bang.
Like the memory thing.
Okay.
You're gonna...
Do you actually shoot, Scone?
Are you trying to shoot me?
Are you actually shooting?
I mean...
No, go ahead.
From your point of view, you're protecting this group of children from this strange man with the syringe.
Who just cleaned up the giant rock lobster, mind you. And you still, know
you're
I'm
coming
like
at
my,
you're
agency.
Coming at me and three children with a syringe.
No, yeah, it's not a
Hank's
syringe.
Not a syringe. Sorry, a syringe. The like
you
a just
see
black.
A silver little stick in my hand.
It looks like a silver pill. Yeah.
Hank still doesn't trust. I mean, I don't really trust you. I don't.
Well, I don't imagine you trust me. Are you shooting me or not?
You want a cowboy? You drawing or no?
Quick draw. Just. Him from the hip, just, you know, something.
Yeah, are you firing?
Are you
yes, I'm shooting!
Gun.
Okay.
Shooting me?
Please, miss. 12.
Okay. What's your AC?
12.
Oh. I don't beat it. I have to beat it.
No, you don't.
No, you don't. It has to hit. Okay. You fire from the hip. And before the bullet can hit you, Scone, this what looks to be purple, fiery substance emerges from Annie, just enough to, like, swat the bullet out of the air before sucking back into her.
Hank,
that wasn't me.
Hank pulls his arm away from the children again, and it, for a second is just like, all right, everyone. Hank holsters his gun. Cool it.
I imagine Natalie's doing, like, finger guns.
Cool it!
Diana, come in.
What is it, Scone?
It seems there's a situation here. I'm not entirely sure what it is.
Is it more trouble than it's worth?
It's unclear as of right now.
And then, before Scone can get out another word, you see a syringe emerging from his neck, and you see behind him is a suited man, but this time wearing a vastly different suit. I'm going to say it's like a burgundy red color, and he's got sort of a Texan look going on. He's got a cowboy hat, big golden buckle, and some boots. And falling to the ground this time is Casey. And you see Agent Mumber's partner, Agent Boone. Oh,
God, this.
And he says, "What in Sam Hill's going on?
Is your first name
Get
Jackson?
It out of my museum!
You, calm down.
Dude, I'm the only one who's cleaned up your museum. Car comes crashing.
Why are you not unconscious?
I would assume the museum is...
I'm just mad.
I would assume the museum is subtly cleaning itself.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, let's play that out. Casey, because of your weirdness, you're immune to getting knocked out by this syringe. So
I think I'm just paralyzed.
Yeah, you're paralyzed, but you're like still... Okay. You can move from the neck
Okay, let me rechange what I say then. That was quite unfortunate.
What the hell?
It seems I'm no longer in control of my body.
Oh. Hey. Big guy. What's happening in there? And you see the museum, as you said, is literally, like, rearranging and cleaning itself.
I just kind of stop my foot to, like, give the museum, like...
Hey. Oh, the museum stops.
What do you mean?
In its tracks. What?
What are you
Am
talking
Am I fucking crazy? And he goes over to
Sir, Agent it's Mumber's. Been a very long day. There's been some odd stuff going on. We all need a moment.
He goes over to Mumber's and, like, slaps him awake.
We got...
All right, I'm going to take my partner, and we're going to go.
Take him. I point at Casey.
If you take me, it'll go very poorly for you.
I need you to stop talking. He reaches into his inside pocket of his suit jacket, and he hands you a business card. And it says FBI Prim Division.
Prim? Like P-R-I-M, mm-hmm. Like the town in Las Vegas?
Like Prim.
Yeah, like P-R-I, but like with dots, it's an acronym.
Oh, okay. Does it say what Prim stands for?
Nope.
It would.
No. Doesn't need to.
It's not your organization.
Not if it's a secret government organization.
Yeah. Great.
Yeah, government. It's white. It's sort of a silvery metallic print on a black card. That's how you know they're secret.
It's very nice, Bateman. Hank hands him his business card.
No, okay. I don't need what. Okay.
Eggshell with water coloring.
And then you see he's like a wounded warrior carrying Mumbers away back to there.
Hey, keep this whole situation under wraps. Yeah,
that's kind of our job.
Good.
They get into their black Lincoln.
I'm gonna look outside. And do I see anything else around here? Any, like, I would imagine. A loud enough noise like that would echo through the town?
No. I'm gonna say it's probably even, like, police tape cordoned off.
No news vans or nothing came through?
No.
Okay. Making sure some person in particular didn't hear about this.
What? I don't know. Oh, yes, I did know that. Okay.
You gonna leave these kids alone? I say, looking down to Casey.
Depends on my orders.
Order? Fucking government. Leave them alone. They helped. They aren't going to say anything. They'll probably think this is a bad dream. One of them's high off their ass right now. The little one scares me. And
I have no intention of harming the children. Okay. If anything, they should be scared of you wielding a gun around.
Annie, are you still like shotgun over your shoulder right now?
Annie!
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Child, what? Wait, why do you have a gun?
You have a gun?
I'm an adult!
You shot a person with your gun.
The 14-year-old has a bigger gun than you.
Damn.
And the 14-year-old didn't shoot an agent of the government like you did.
Damn, I shot a lobster.
You shot that other guy with a gun.
You shot two
you
people
shot
with guns.
You shot your receptionist, in fact.
You actually, yeah, you seem like fucking terrified. Nah.
More terrified of you than they should.
Are you sure you should be shooting
up the monster?
All right, enough of this. You leave these kids alone. You three.
I cannot move.
I know. Yeah, I'm gonna leave you out on the curb. You three. You kids, are you okay?
Annie, are you okay?
Annie, are you okay?
I don't know their names.
I'm bitching. Are you bitching?
I'm fine.
Your
Thank
name
you.
Is bitching?
Child number two.
Dudes, are we done with this, like, standoff? I really gotta take a leak.
I think Tyler would have a name tag. He's still in his work uniform. Yeah.
Still in his shishka dog Tyler? Uniform with the propeller hat.
Yeah.
You went to school in that?
Yeah.
It's like when cheerleaders...
I would just say, yeah, kid, John's that way. And just points towards the bathroom.
Okay, yeah.
Thanks, Frank.
My name is Hank. Or Dr. Radisson! Oh, like, to you!
Like the radish.
Or like a rat.
Rad! Oh, R-I-D. R-A-D-D-I-S-S-O-N.
Henry Radcliffe.
1D, 2 S's.
1D, 2. R-A-D-I-S-S-O-N. Radisson.
This guy doesn't know his own name.
I'll call you Dr. Rat.
Reginald.
God, I hate kids. All right.
I found that the older people are, the shorter their tempers are.
So, Herman, what's going on with this museum?
His name is Radish.
What do you mean? It was attacked just now.
Yeah, but, like, it kind of, like, grabbed me earlier.
What do you mean?
It moved me around.
It's also cleaning itself, which is pretty cool.
Did it go back to cleaning itself?
Yeah, it did.
Give it another stomp on the floor.
It stops again.
does the walls kind of sag a little bit? Like,
yeah,
oh, my bad.
But when I say, like, the museum moves, I want you guys to imagine Casita from Encanto. That's what I've been basing it on, yeah.
I think Diana will be very interested in
that. Hey, where are those two jackasses? That live in my museum.
Which Jackass?
You have donkeys in your museum?
Oh, the Jackasses. The Jackasses are not here right now. I didn't think I'd introduce...
They're part of the museum.
Huh? Yeah.
They're usually outside. I installed them outside.
Okay, then they're fucking outside, Campbell.
I don't know. I figured they'd look in.
No, they're inside.
Okay. They're inside?
No, they're outside. God damn it. I love
Wait, so they're inside?
One of them reaches up and punches you in the dick. You got the rest of you guys. You see a stone gargoyle punch Hank in the dick.
I'm sorry.
That's exactly what I'm talking about, man. This place is
weird. All right, all of you. Is anybody? Are they waking up now or
no,
whatever?
No, they're gonna be out.
I'm
for
gonna
plot
need you all to stay put in this museum until I can move my limbs again.
What are you going to do to stop me?
What are you going to do when you get up? Better question.
That's none of your concern until
it is if you're going to try and do whatever you were going to do earlier.
Excuse me, you shot two people. One, an agent of the government.
You weren't even here for that.
A civilian. I probably saw the shot civilian when I knocked him unconscious.
You just left the guy bleeding out?
Well, I kind of got paralyzed before I could do too much more.
I don't know. Sounds like you suck.
You're not here.
Sounds like you're a terrible person.
William came back,
bug, dude.
Just don't do anything with the children. Yeah, we'll keep everyone in here. I just grab him by the collar and start dragging him behind me back towards my office. You three, wait here.
I'm not staying.
You are.
I had something to do after this. I wasn't supposed to stay here this long.
I don't care.
I'm going to walk through the wall and start talking to it.
Huh?
Is Amber part of that band already?
Yes.
Do I know about this? Or is this more...
I don't think you would.
You don't think I would? Okay. No.
Teenagers have secrets.
That's what I was asking. I forget if we made that at, like...
No.
The case, if it was a secret or not.
Mm. I think it would be funny, though, if Hank listens to the mouse bites but doesn't know Amber's in the band.
Hank would not listen to the mouse, but it's...
No, just like on the radio.
Oh, I see.
Hank is just like... Another thought dawns on Hank. Where's Dad?
Can I hope that old fuck kicked the bucket. No, you're going to be out for plot convenience.
Okay.
Maybe he's...
He's finally dead.
Yeah, it's like Grug in the... Yes. Still alive!
Fuck!
It's early.
Still early.
Okay. Annie, you said you were talking to a wall?
Yeah.
Okay, it's like that one bit from Kanye. He's just talking to the brick wall. It doesn't, like, say anything to you or move.
She's probably
kid,
crazy.
Why are you staring at the wall?
It's a weird place, dude. I'm trying to get something.
Yeah, all right, all of you, just come to my office, please.
Now you want me in your office, huh? Last time you were kicking me out.
Apparently, the only place I can keep an eye on all of you. Did Terry finally come out of the bathroom?
Terry?
Tyler.
Terry!
Terry!
Yeah, Tyler came out of the bathroom. Okay, jump cut. You're all in the fucking office.
Yeah, you're right, propped Terry. Up against the wall. Yeah. Like sarcophagus like style.
Freddy in the corner.
I was gonna say I didn't start.
I was thinking it's just like my body is laying on the floor, but my head is like
yeah.
Against
it's like
the wall.
You're like Prismo
angle.
from Adventure
yeah,
Time.
All right, now we've all had a very strange day. We can all admit that, yeah.
This is a bad day for me.
This changes everything.
Where's that strange man you met earlier?
You just realized.
Yeah, I think it just clicked to you that William's gone.
For good. He's dead.
I got crushed by the Michael. Police car.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Oh, shit. Alright, we've got more pressing matters. Fuck. Alright. Come with me. Ian, I grab you and throw you over my shoulder again, and I start leading
I'm
the kid.
I'm going to kick his ass as soon as I'm able to move.
I lead the kids to the Land Rover.
Someone needs to put the
Are you
going to,
like, explain what's going on ever, dude?
Remember that weird guy we saw earlier? We're going to go find him.
How?
You mean you let him go?
I didn't exactly. I was more preoccupied with a...
Dude, you were supposed to
You
watch.
Will be interested in him. Let's go.
Are you really surprised that this guy kind of is just bad at his job? He's just kind of been proving that over and over.
Too old for this shit. Get in the car! I load them all into the Land Rover and I get us going off looking around town for this kid.
I call right. Shotgun.
And that's where we're going to end this episode.
Yeah!
I call the trunk.
All right.
Joke's all on right. you, it's the back seat.
Goodbye, everybody.
Bye. Hey guys, I'm back.
Bye.